With the warm weather helping crops mature, producers have been making progress with their harvest. 7% of the crop is now combined and 6% is ready to straight combine. The five-year average, 2016 to 2020, for this time of year is 1% combined and 2% ready to straight combine. 54% of winter wheat, 51% of fall rye, 37% of field peas, and 29% of lentils are now in the bin. Harvest is most advanced in the south and west central regions, where 12% of crop in the southwest, 8% of crop in the southeast, which includes Moose Jaw and area, and 7% of crop in the west central is combined. Most of the province received at least some rainfall this past week. More rain would help late-seeded crops and benefit pasture land affected by drought. Topsoil moisture conditions have seen a slight increase due to the rain. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 6% adequate, 32% short, and 62% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 5% adequate, 28% short, and 67% very short. Estimated average dryland hay yields for the province are 0.80 tons per acre for alfalfa, 0.70 tons per acre for alfalfa, brahmagrass, 0.60 tons per acre for other tame hay, 0.60 tons per acre for wild hay, and 1.0 tons per acre for greenfeed. Estimated average irrigated hay yields are 1.3 tons per acre for alfalfa, 1.80 tons per acre for alfalfa, brahmagrass, and 2.2 tons per acre for greenfeed. A complete, printable version of the crop report is available online.